Country Pop FM.
Friday edition, special Memorial Day weekend edition of the Bob Almanac. No Bob Almanac on Monday. As it's Memorial Day, and as you heard earlier this morning, Terry Clark will be filling in, a national show, filling in for Neil and I on Monday. So then I can bask in the glory of a golf tournament win at Neil's house.
You are right now the early favorites.
I'm out for blood, although there's some pretty good sticks there.
Yeah, there are.
And you know what happens to me when there's certain prizes on the line. I usually fold.
You fold like a cheap lawn chair.
I usually bring my worst game when things like that are up for grabs.
I see it differently this year. You're playing good right now.
Okay. You haven't seen me play, though, yet.
I know.
What I've been telling you might just be all smoke and mirrors.
No, I've got scouts.
Blowing smoke. Yeah, you've got eyes everywhere.
I've got scouts out.
Friday, May 24th, 144th day, 221 left to go. We are going to play a quiz at the end of the hour.
Almanac quiz.
End of the quiz, end of the hour, end of the almanac for Father Hennepin Festival tickets. Keep it here for that. 1844 on this date. Now, if you know Morse code, you might know that that is what hath God wrought. Or it might just be the American League signaling SOS because of what the Twins are doing.
The
White Sox Morse coding in. They're
scared.
They're teletyping in that they surrender this weekend. No, Samuel Morse on this date demonstrated his telegraph with what is now known as Morse code, and the first message was that one right there. That's not actual recording of that event in 1844, but that was somebody doing Morse code of what hath God wrought. And it's a question that I don't know if it's ever been answered.
Yeah.
Another one that we need to have answered. That was in 1844 and 41.
Yeoman.
Yes, sir?
Make the Admiralty from Prince of Wales. Tell them the hood has blown up.
Aye, aye, sir.
The hood is blown up. The HMS Her Majesty's Service Hood was sunk by the German battleship Bismarck. That's from the movie Sink the Bismarck. Of course, we know the song by Johnny Horton. Also talks about the Hood and the Bismarck. Only three people survived.
Wow.
When the Bismarck sunk the Hood.
That
of course,
was a bad deal.
The Royal Navy would eventually get the Bismarck.
Yep.
We would get her.
It took some effort.
1941. Ooh, controversy at Indy in 81.
Bobby out again, and Bobby going out very past a car. What's he doing? He's passed about half a dozen cars.
Oh, James, that's...
Under the yellow, you can't do that.
That is a no-no. He has accumulated probably in the heat.
Jackie Stewart knows that's a no-no.
Is that Bobby Unser?
Bobby Unser. He won, he lost, and then he won. A controversial... It was so controversial, they dedicated a whole episode of ABC Nightline to the controversial Indy 500.
I had to get Ted Koppel involved.
Yeah, Ted Koppel knows his racing. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
He's a big NASCAR guy.
I did not know that.
So Bobby Unser wins it in 81, but it certainly was controversial. 1986, Reginald Hufstetler trod water. Did you know that trod was the past tense of tread?
I did not. Well, if now you tread that you say water, that, yeah, I think I do.
Have tread, have trodden. And then trod water,
okay.
Past tense. He did it for 985 hours.
Oh.
Just because he could in 86.
That is a long time to be in the water trotting or treading.
You know, we just mentioned this guy.
Hi, Jane. How's the wife? How's the kids? How's the weather? How about those Yankees? I just got the proposal. I think the perfect way to proceed at this point, 10:30 a.m., would be for me to have my assistant duplicate it, collate it, translate it, telegraph it, reciprocate it, reiterate it, and expurgate it. Then I think with all due haste, my assistant should tabulate it, word process it, index it, file it, cross-reference it.
All due respect to Eminem and rappers, here is the fastest talker in the world, John Moschetta.
That was impressive.
Set the world record for fast talking on this date, 586 words per minute.
And you could understand him, too.
Yes, he still articulates, even while he is talking. And he was in the FedEx commercials, famous for that. But he actually is a world record holder. And that was this date, 1988. And let's move ahead to 2008.
Robbie! And now, the death-defying jump that will put the punctuation mark on his 37-year daredevil riding career.
There he goes.
24 full-size
Was it the agony of defeat?
No, he made it. No broken bones. No broken bones. Well, I guess somebody punched him out later on at the bar, so he did break his nose later on.
That's unfortunate.
Robbie Knievel, 24 semi-trucks. Oh, and they just happen to be Coke Zero semi-trucks.
Huh.
Product placement and sponsorship, of course.
I don't think they paid anything for that.
No, not at all. That was this date, 2008. Birthday time now.
Oh, wow. I really like your car, man.
Oh,
wow, did you do this yourself?
Yeah, I customized it myself,
wow,
man.
Wow, looks fantastic, man.
Yeah, I guess it does, man. Yeah, well, I'll give you a ride. Come on.
You know, they really needed to add some red to those guys' eyes as purportedly affected by certain substances that they were in the movie. Their eyes didn't show it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they would have gone through with CGI and put that in there.
Put that in there and reddened them up a little bit.
But not back in the early 80s. It is Tommy Chong. Do you do a Tommy Chong?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
I mean, he was.
Now, how many times did they use the word man just in that clip?
I don't think.
It was numerous.
We would have to get the speed reader to count it.
Yes.
Tommy Chong, 81.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone.
He's one of us.
But the times they are changing.
One of the most influential artists of all time, Robert Zimmerman. Hibbing. He's 78 today.
Rock and roll Hall of Famer.
You can't, at the age of 78 or at the age of 28, he sounded the same as far as the ability to understand what he was singing.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, 78. He played Radar on MASH, both the movie and the TV show.
He was great.
Well, I don't think that this place is turning out to be that great an experience for me. I mean, I work under terrible pressures, and there's lots of death and destruction and stuff, but other than that, I don't think I'm getting much out of it.
I knew there was something wrong with this place.
I mean, the Army's supposed to... It's supposed to make a man out of you, isn't it?
Radar. Yeah, we don't know if he ever did become a man. He tried. He used to hang around the female shower tent.
Right.
Gary Berghoff is 76 today.
Perfect
for
in
Gary
that role.
Berghoff.
He met Mama Lyre down in old New Orleans, strutting her stuff on the street.
Neil, would you say it with me? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Can you say that right now?
No, I can't.
Get up and dance.
I feel like it.
Boca chocolata yaya.
Somebody could get hurt.
I had a chocolate shake for breakfast this morning. Breakfast shake. I said, Boca chocolata yaya. Patti LaBelle, 75.
Talented lady.
I've heard police work is dangerous.
It is. That's why I carry a big gun.
Aren't you afraid it might go off accidentally?
I used to have that problem.
What did you do about it?
I just think about baseball.
Priscilla Presley. Priscilla Beaulieu Presley, the formerly a queen. She was married to the king. And, of course, earlier in that scene, of course, Sergeant Frank also said that he liked one of her stuffed mammals.
Oh, yes.
That she had on display.
Yes, I do.
An amphibious mammal, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So, Priscilla Presley.
She was great in that, too. That was a lot of fun, those movies.
Yeah, she did a little acting. She's 74.
We have come to the place in our love where faith must be stronger than our fear.
Mike Reed, he's live. And he's having a birthday today.
I've never heard that audio. That's good.
Former NFL defensive back.
Defensive lineman, I think he was.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't look that big for a defensive lineman.
But
he played in an era when they weren't as big.
Correct.
Other than that big now with the defensive end side. He is 72.
Very talented man.
72. It's a little older than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
But happy birthday.
Throw me the idol. No time to argue. Throw me the idol. I throw you the whip.
Give me the whip.
Adios, senor.
Oh, he should have. Come on, Indiana Jones. And then shortly thereafter, his dad said, "Goose-stepping morons." shortly thereafter. Yes, I think it was the next scene. Alfred Molina, 66. He was the guy that helped out Indy in the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. He was in Da Vinci Code. He was Dr. Octopus.
Yes, Doc Ock. Spider-Man 2.
Yes, in Spider-Man 2. He's 66.
He was the bad guy. I liked it.
Roseanne Cash is 64. We know what she sounds like. How about this guy? And I was going to wear my cod piece this morning, too, and I found out it's still cracked. I took a kick maybe 10 years ago and never did fix it. He tried to bring the cod piece back into style in the 80s. It just didn't quite work out. That's Cameo, Larry Blackmon, 63. Happy birthday to him today. Here's a funny guy, just so funny.
I'm a little confused by your tactics.
Tactics?
Yeah. I'm going to keep acting tough until I figure it out. All right? See you on the track.
Will Ferrell are so good together.
Yes.
Abracadabra, Holmes.
He's now the magic man. Now you see me?
Right.
Now you don't.
And I thought he kind of stole the show in the King Kong Skull Island,
too. Oh, he certainly did.
He was really good in
that. So that's John C. Reilly. No relation to Jeannie C. Reilly, Valley PTA, 54.
This song from Toy Story. This song from Toy Story. It's a story about some toys. They come to life for a little boy.
He's a talented bit player. He was on Mad TV, Will Sasso. He's the one who did the Jesse Ventura impression on that show when Jesse was elected governor. And he played Curly on the Three Stooges movie that they did some 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Right.
Will Sasso, 44. And our rapper of the day today is G-Eazy.
Okay.
G-Eazy, 30.
The letter G?
G-Eazy, 30.
Okay. All right. Gone but not forgotten. There's really
spit it out.
There's nobody here. I mean, former Philadelphia Flyer goaltender Pelle Lindbergh is on Pelle Lindbergh. He was killed in a car wreck, I do believe. And
you're correct.
Yeah, and what about our gone but not forgotten rapper of the day is rapper and actor Heavy D. He's heavy.
And he's D.
And
that's not Heavy D. It's Heavy D and the boys. Those are the boys doing kind of the chorus part of it. He did the rapping part of it.
There he is.
Heavy D.
Heavy D and his posse here this morning. Heavy D was born on this day in 1967. And shocking that we'd lost a rapper when he was that young.
I don't know what he passed away.
I don't either. Yeah. Gone. But not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And promotions here tonight, fans. It was panty waist night.
Halsey.
Every lady here got a
pantyhose.
Oh, pantyhose. I've done that before. What are you laughing at?
You didn't get one.
Or did you?
Or did you? That's hilarious. Halsey Hall. And here's another little bit of Halsey Hall. This very well could apply to this year's Twins team.
Those amazing Twins. Ladies and gentlemen, sure, it's nice to see them win, but it's fantastic how they've been winning.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Halsey.
Halsey describing a past Twins team, but like you say, very fitting for this one as well. The great Halsey Hall.
He was before my time listening to Twins games, 1898.
I heard him many, many years. I loved it.
All right. So here we go. It is quiz time. Father Hennepin Festival, Chris Hockey. Oh, and now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Chris Hockey, Shane Martin, and Anderson Daniels, or Martin. Shane Martin. Martin Perez will be performing June 8th, Champlin, Chandler Park. All you need to do, we just had Halsey Hall. We don't usually do something that was just seconds ago, but Halsey Hall, it was supposed to be pantyhose night at Met Stadium. He said it was something else. Please tell us what that something else was. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First caller, correct answer. You're going to the Father Hennepin Festival. All right. Would you like to start your Memorial Day Friday with Ronnie Millsap any day now? John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night, or Too Gone, Too Long, Randy Travis.
I like John Anderson leading it off.
Okay, have a great weekend, everyone.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis St. Paul. Remember what this weekend is all about. Thank those who kept this country.